Hello. Welcome. How are you today? Coach Julie here. I'm going to let you come in and remain. Welcome, welcome. Coach Ashley, are you going to raise your hand and come up? Let me know. Welcome. All right. As you're coming in, I am going to say to you that I am Coach Julie. This is the monthly deep dive assessing and planning call. Welcome to all. Coach Ashley's going to be in the chat. I want to make sure that you set your chat to everyone. And the reason for that is we all want to see your genius. And if you do not set your chat to everyone, then I am the only one that sees what you have to say. So, welcome. Coach Ashley will be in at some point and raise her hand. If this is your end of your first month and you are here for the first time, this call is all about taking your data from the month before and using it to plan for your next month. And there are a couple of us coaches that are super into data, and I'm one of them. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. So I love me some good data. And today I am going to share with you my true data and show you how I use it. I know, we have two more days, but that's close enough. We can kind of figure out what we're going to do for April, based on how our month went, and we know we still can like finish March strong. So, Coach Ashley, if you are here yet, please raise your hand. I'll bring you up. If you have questions, you can put them in the Q&A and Ashley and I will answer them. And also, there's going to be opportunities for us to talk. So, not yet, but you can raise your hand and get coached on where you're at with your mindset around your March data, what you're thinking for your April data. It is going to be all about how to plan and use your data to create an amazing month for April. So I'm going to hold this up because I didn't digitize it. This is my true, here's Coach Ashley. This is my true data from the month of March. Now, I know you can't totally see it really good, but there are a couple of things I really do want you to see. First, notice how many times I was actually followed my plan, like once so far this month. This is my true data, and I'm going to talk to you about it in a minute. Also, notice here, I track poop in the blank box here where you get to choose. So many of you know, but I have so many gastrointestinal issues from after my gallbladder surgery that like that's something that's really important for me to track. Now, I'm gonna tell you a personal story as we get going, and it pertains to data. So I have PCOS. It's not a secret. I've talked about it here. I got my first period when I was 9. It did not stop. And I was put on birth control. And in January, I am 51 years old. In January, my IUD decided to move through my body, out the wall of my cervix, partway. I had it removed. And this is the first time in like 49 years. No, 40 years. Sorry. I couldn't do math in that moment. First time in 40 years, I haven't had birth control. And this started on January 27th. And so, February, tough month, big shifts, learning a life without, without the hormones that created uniformity for me. February, kind of tough. March, tough too. I gained 12 pounds over February and March. That was not part of my 12-week plan. My 12-week plan was to lose 12 pounds. So this happens. This is real life. And the reason I came here today and wanted to share that with you is because I am a human being too. No BS coaches don't have it all down perfect. And I had some amazing habits. I'm going to have more amazing habits. And this is not like nothing's gone wrong here. I am a human that had some stuff going on. But I wanted to show you my real data so that you see the truth of it for all of us sometimes. You notice how I didn't follow my plan? This hormone change has really affected my urges and even my ability, like my focus and all kinds of things that I didn't expect. She didn't tell me like, hey, not being on birth control after 40 years, you're gonna go through some stuff. She just was like, okay, now if you don't have a period for 12 weeks, you're in menopause. I mean, 12 months. See, look at me all confused. So this has been my February and March. I followed my plan one time. And that's fine. Nothing's gone wrong. I am a woman who's 51 years old, that's human body is going through a transition, and I'm learning new shit about myself. And so the reason I brought this here is because, like, I wanted to show you real data from real me. 2 months ago, if you did this call with me, you would have seen really different data. Fine. I want you to hear me say to you, really, nothing's gone wrong. It sucked ass. I don't like gaining 12 pounds. I don't like having urges at times I wasn't used to having them. I don't like feeling bloaty and gross and like up and down emotionally. There's a lot of shit I haven't liked for the last 60 days. And like, so what? It's fine. I can sit here and tell you all about it and like, let's go for it with our data. Okay, so we're gonna talk. Two things. The first is that deep dive assessment that we do weekly. The second is how to plan for April. And I know you may not really be sitting here doing your data yet because you have 2 more days. But if you notice, like I went ahead and just mathematically calculated mine for this so that we could have a real talk. And then I'll change mine too. With the new data. So, deep dive assessment. I'm going to share mine with you. Actually, I'm going to share my screen and show you where in No BS you can find that. And most of you know, because you've been on calls with me before, I have insane numbers of tabs open on my computer. And so, I think you're probably seeing Zoom, and now you are going to see the No BS website. So if you are seeing the No BS website, will you just give me a thumbs up or anything like that? Or actually tell me, I just want to make sure I'm showing you the right thing. Thank you. Okay, thumbs up. No BS website. So if you are looking for the deep dive resources, you would go to resources, helpful worksheets. Look, there's Coach Betsy. And right here, right near the top, excuse me, weekly data deep dive right here in the center of the screen. So that is where you would go for that. If you are looking for the monthly plan and assessment, that's right here under the No BS Planner, right where this blue button is. So I already have those pulled up. I am going to show you this is what the deep dive assessment looks like. I'm going to stop sharing Safari and share with you my actual one, but that's what it looks like. It's a bunch of one, twos, and threes to rate where you're at. So I'm going to stop sharing that and share with you my real one so we can get down and dirty. Okay. So you should see now the next best action roadmap deep dive assessment. And I want you to, you don't have to like fill yours out. We already talked about it. You could pencil it in. You could do a little tiny dot in the box where you're at right now. But I want you to think about it because we're here together, right? We have each other to brainstorm and figure it out. So if you look at mine, you'll notice my planning, I did plan. I actually planned every day. I didn't follow my plan every day, but I did plan it and I did assess it. And I did get in the water and I did okay with sleep. I'm starting to have like real hot moments in the middle of the night. Super fun. And so the sleep situation has changed for me. And that's fine. I'm figuring it out. In terms of doable hunger, I was right down the middle. I did mostly wait for hunger. There were really only a couple days I didn't. And about 60% of the time I stopped at enough. And one thing I like don't do, I don't snack. And I don't even believe, like, I've talked about this before. So if you've heard it, sorry, it's a repeat, but I don't really believe in the concept of snacking. For me, I plan food. All food is food. I don't categorize it as a snack or a dessert or whatever. It's just food. And I like, if I want to have like a chips, I plan it like with my meal. I don't grab a snack at night or something like that. I don't consider food categories like snacking, for example. So we all do that different. If you're a snacker, you're going to want to assess like when that is, and if you do it, and if you do it when you're hungry, it goes right there. I want you to notice when you get to assessing, evaluating, I didn't do any discovery worksheets. Here I was, not on plan all month. I didn't do a single one. Why? Why do you think? Like, I was having like a medical transition, and I really knew what was going on. And I felt like I was going to give myself the month to kind of see if I could figure that out. And then you'll see in my plan for April what I'm going to do about that. So I gave myself the grace to understand like you're going through this transition, you're going to observe it, but I knew I didn't want to like deep dive into it every day. I just wanted to kind of get to know my body the way it was. And then when you go over to mindset, it's probably not a shocker that an OBS coach does a lot of the mindset work. And of course, I don't go to ask coaches and ask questions, so I left that one out. But I want you to think about that, like those resources, right? If you have ones and twos on this document, on this deep dive assessment, and you're not going to ask coaches to ask any questions, that's a resource you could tap into. Okay. And then, oops, one page too many. So then page two, we like I was all up in my emotions in March. Yippee. And I was very connected to what my emotional needs were. And I was all about self-care. You notice, like, I was not on plan, but I wasn't necessarily overeating the whole time. And I was very tapped into offering myself things that were comforting and soothing as I went through this transition. And I'm talking about it like it's past tense, but I'm still going through a transition. I'm just done with the space of like learning from it. Now I'm ready to step into action again. So, all right. So the habits that I personally did that had ones, meaning they could be very improved, was following my plan and all things discovery worksheet. So that was pretty clear when I showed you my habit tracker. And so what I decided to do on page three with the level ups for following the plan. We're in the middle of a remodel. I don't have a kitchen right now, like at all. And so I decided that I'm going to stop. I work in my office downstairs and I pass the refrigerator to get to the stairwell. And I'm going to stop and look in the fridge and freezer what we actually have in terms of food in our home and what means I have to prepare a meal. And that's how I'm going to plan. Or if we're going out, that's how I'm going to plan. I'm going to really think about what I'm going to do tonight. And then to make it easy, I really focused on the thoughtfully part. Now, maybe for you, your brain says, like, how is being super thoughtful easy? For me, it is, because what is not easy is just routinely writing shit down, and then I don't have that stuff. Or I don't have a way to prepare that stuff, and then I change it up. To me, that's way harder, figuring it out constantly throughout the day than just standing there and being thoughtful. From the discovery worksheet perspective, I printed 15 pages of discovery worksheets. That's double-sided, so it's 30 discovery worksheets. And what I decided is when I'm upstairs and I don't have them with me, which I can bring them up there, but I just pretty much trust that I won't, I'll text myself. And I keep a running text with me. And that way, my computer and my iPad will always have that little red circle next to me and my name, and it'll remind me to do it, like that I was off plan or overate. And so it allows me to be honest in the moment at a restaurant or wherever I'm at a friend's house or upstairs watching TV, whatever it is. And I'll always have that reminder on every device I have to go back and do that discovery worksheet. So step four is like, after assessing, what do you want to try again? And it's like, well, the level ups, I want to do 1% level ups that like worked for me before, but I also want to find new ones. So I already talked about being on plan in the discovery worksheet. And what I'm finding from the sleep and the like hot perspective, like night hots, I know like hot flashes, I'm like resisting the word flash still. So I'm just calling it like the hots or things like that until I'm ready to like really welcome this in. So for me, yes, exactly. I'm not fully ready to embrace what's happening to me, but it's okay. I'm okay. I work out with a personal trainer a couple days a week, and I have a walking pad and I do use it, but I'm really committed to using it during all the administrative things I do here at No BS. So when you see me in Facebook or you see me in Ask Coaches, you can ask me, are you on your walking pad? And the answer is going to be yes. So that is my plan to, maybe I used to do that like once a day. Now, anytime I'm in one of those places, I really want to do it. So, all right. Who has questions about their own deep dive assessment? That's what I want to know. Raise your hand if you want to talk through it, if you want to ask a question. I will go over it with you before we get into the planning. But let's talk about it. Let's not let this call go by with any questions, or like, let's go for the radical honesty of where we're at and what's going on. So, like, all of you are like doing absolutely so perfect. All of you. I don't buy it. I do not buy it. All right. If there's not a hand, let me just check the chat to make sure. If there's not a hand, I'll move on. I see lots of menopausing women talking about heat in their bodies. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. Okay. Someone said no data. If you are a no data collector, how about a commitment to collecting some data? This habit tracker, you do not have to do every single box. Pick two on the page and collect that data for the month of April. This does not, it's not all or nothing. So look at the page and think, what would be the most impactful? So if you were looking ahead at April and you were going to, and we're going to talk about April, we're going to talk about how to plan. So let's pretend you've never collected data. Okay. What do you think of all of these things would be the absolute, if you were going to track two items on here from 24-hour plan, followed plan, assessed plan, ate when hungry, stopped dead enough, 64 ounces of water, 7 hours of sleep, workout or self-development. Of those, if you were meeting yourself where you're at and you were going to track two things, what do you think would be the absolute most important things to track? I saw a stopping at enough. Follow plan, stopping at enough, water, making a plan and assess, tracking 24 plan and followed it. These are good. If I were going to make a recommendation to you, Coach Ashley said water, stopping at enough. That's awesome. If I were going to make a recommendation, it would be stopping at enough 100% and then either ate when hungry or water. Because these are the moments you are in motion with your day. It's not paperwork. It's not like sedentary stuff. It's motion. So I'm bringing Terry up. Terry raised their hand. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Julie.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I do my assessments and all that stuff, and I just feel like I lose focus. Like when I hear people say, "Oh, for the next 30 days, try XYZ." It's like, "Oh my God, 30 days, that's so long." And I'll have like today, I had a meeting yesterday, and so now I'm all in my head about the meeting and I'm focusing on that. And I don't feel like I'm focusing on, oh, where can I level up or something like that.
Yeah,
Does that make sense?
totally. And I
Okay.
don't think you're alone. I mean, how many of you who are here have like gotten distracted by something at work or your family? You take care of an elderly parent or a kid, right? Like they're and get distracted and lose focus. Okay. So this, Terry, I want you to see how many thumbs up you're getting. You are not
Okay.
alone. You're not alone. Me too. So
It
let's
just
talk
gets
about
me
it.
stuck and I can't, then I don't make progress. Like, I'm going to be at my son's wedding in June 7th, and I'm like, I've had this goal for a while, but it's just not getting closer.
What do you think is possible? What could you do on a daily basis to wake your brain up to your commitment to yourself? Now, that is not to say that you are not focusing on work or family or any of those things, but what can you do on a daily basis to bring no BS to the forefront? What do you think? I'm going to give you some ways, but I want to see if you can come up with some.
Well, I already leave my planner out on the counter at all times, so it's like in my forefront.
That's
I
great.
think during the daytime I'm better, but as the day goes on, then I get tired out, I think. And yeah, I don't know. I did just buy a dress to wear to the wedding. I'm like, do I just need to hang that in my kitchen? I don't know.
Well, let's,
maybe.
I think, like, if you find that inspiring, sure. But let's talk about ways to just bring no BS to the forefront. Because when it's in the
Okay.
forefront, you do stuff, right?
Yep.
Okay. So have you ever tried making a calendar appointment for yourself with reminders and it's no BS stuff? So, like, it reminds you at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 3 p.m., like, no BS, like, just so it pops into the forefront on your computer screen or whatever you do at work.
Oh, okay. So it's just like, oh yeah, I have a goal kind of thing.
Yeah, and also like a
Okay.
check-in, right? I have them that go off throughout my day and they are literally just for a check-in. So it's like some first thing in the morning, it's a check-in about planning. So it's like 7 a.m., a quick like, what'd you plan? And it just that just reminds me, oh, if I haven't planned yet, I better plan. At 11, it says, are you hungry? So, like, I don't usually eat around that time, but it's well before I tend to get hungry. So it just reminds me, like, oh, I was planning on like really focusing on hunger today. At
Okay.
3 p.m., it's like, hey, what'd you plan for dinner? Right. And then that is like the way that for April, I'm going to really stay on plan for dinner. Like, you noticed I wasn't on plan for dinner because we were constantly changing it up. So this is going to be like a way for me towards the end of my workday, not necessarily at the end, but towards the end of my workday to wake up my brain to like check back in on what we were doing. So when I get upstairs and my spouse says, "Hey, want to go out to dinner?" I'm already like refreshed. Like, "Oh no, I planned this. It's ready to go." Right? And so they're just like these little pop-up like it's really a calendar appointment with myself that
Okay.
just wake me up to what I want to be doing throughout the day.
Okay.
What do you think about doing that?
Yeah, I do keep appointments with myself, like if I want to have a workout or if I go to my counselor or whatever. So I have all those on my calendar, but I don't ever have that me standing up for me on my calendar.
I like that you called this out because I think this is such a fascinating concept that I believe you are not alone in. When we have a haircut or a doctor appointment or counseling appointment or nails, we like put that on our calendar, it pops up, and we go do that thing. Well, practicing radical honesty with yourself, like really going for it with you, like that appointment with you is equally as important. And you notice none of the things I offered to you to do were like that hard. It was literally like, oh, just check back and see what I planned. Oh, just ask myself if I'm hungry before I get into the lunch zone. Oh, just check with me first thing in the morning to make sure I've planned. And if I haven't, do it. These are not like big, huge time commitments here. It's just like bringing no BS to the forefront of my mind. Kind of
Okay.
like, yeah, like someone would got to pick up the kids from school at 2:30. It's same concept. It's like, gotta check my plan to see what I'm doing for dinner so that when I get upstairs, I don't get distracted by the things that people ask me. What do you think? What do you think?
I think it's the nighttime part.
Tell me more.
Just that either I'm tired or there is emotion or that being afraid to let that go.
Okay. I am glad you said that. Do you work outside of the home or do you work inside your home?
Inside.
Okay. So, do you have a transition in your evening where you could have 1 to 3 to 5, no more than 5 minutes to yourself where you could do some transitionary work? Like, is there a moment you have to yourself?
Yeah, because I'm my own boss, so I can do whatever I want to. And it what I feel like is I have these very standing appointments, like of Pilates and this and that, and then I kind of cram my work around that, and then then other people get crammed in, and then I have to cram me at the very, very.
So here's what I want you to try for April. Make a standing appointment with yourself in that evening range, whatever time frame this begins happening for you. And it's
Okay.
like a 3 to 5 minute appointment where you pause and you set the intention. Like, I'm going to be thoughtful about my evening. I am
Okay.
aware I'm tired. I am aware I'm overwhelmed. I am a whatever the words are. I am aware that I have 20,000 things and a couple minutes to myself. I'm aware that I'm frustrated about said project you said you spin on work stuff. Like, you literally acknowledge to yourself out loud or in your head, depending on if you're alone, like, I am aware of feeling XYZ thing. What do I actually need right now to give me a
Okay.
little relief for that? Right. And
Okay.
start to build that into your time that you have in the evening, well before the eating time.
Okay. Okay, that's a good idea.
Let me know how it goes. I'm going to ask coaches.
Okay.
If try that for a week, come in to ask coaches and let me know, or find me in Facebook, do a post and tag me so that we can hear how it's going and let's tweak it together. Like, all we can do is try things and see what works. The things that I shared with you earlier are things that work for me. The things that are going to work for you are going to be a little different. And
Okay.
so it's going to take that experimentation. But I think giving yourself, I do this when I get out of bed in the morning, set a really good intention for the day of how I'm going to show
Okay.
up. That is how I shape my mindset all day. We're talking about doing that same piece for you when you begin your evening.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll look
Okay.
forward to hearing how it goes.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right. So really, I'm just putting Terry back to attendee. Really, this is about experimenting to see what works for each of us and setting really doable possibilities for your lifestyle. Right. Okay. So let's talk about, anybody else have any questions about assessing? Because we'll move into planning. The Your Next Best Action Roadmap assessment worksheet is done monthly, correct? Yes, it's done monthly. And then that deep dive is usually done weekly. And that way you can course correct weekly, so that you adjust your data. Cami, thank you. I say things out loud to myself, and I have come to realize I'm not even really embarrassed when my people hear it. I'll say something out loud to myself, and my spouse will be like, "Did you say something?" And I'm like, "Yeah, to me." And we just move on. Because hearing my own voice out loud actually really helps me. So sometimes I know you all know, but sometimes I Marco Polo myself and watch myself back. I find that very helpful. So, all right. If we are done thinking about the assessment, let's talk about the monthly plan and assessment. So, Coach Ashley has posted it there for you. I am going to share it. I love assessing. So, I know this is the same one, but I just need to move it over. There we go. Okay. So I assume now you are seeing my April plan. And you notice that after I did that deep dive, when you do the deep dive, then you can turn and come over here, and it makes this so easy. So I just filled out. I want you to see. I filled out my sleep quality, stress, and all that for you. I hadn't done my measurements yet because it's not the end of the month. I did this kind of quick, just letting you know. Then I took this month I want to work on, and the things that I found at the end of the month, which I did this morning for my weekly deep dive, were things that I want to work on. The deep dive assessment sheet was on the helpful worksheets page, second row from the top on the website. And this monthly plan and assessment is in the planner, which is also on the helpful worksheets page at the top. So you'll notice I have taken exactly what I found from my weekly, put it on here. And then I even referenced it because I just wrote it. So I'm like, hey, look at my March deep dive. This is exactly what I'll do because it was quite a few sentences and they didn't fit here for me. And then I know I'll be successful when, and this one's important to me personally, when I did what I said I would do, no matter what results I get. Because when I opened this call, I told you my body is in serious transition. So, I don't know what results these things are going to create right now. I don't recognize some of the things my body's doing yet. This is new. That's fine. So, I'm not going to count just the scale as successful because although I really want scale success, I also know in a transitioning situation, I'm not sure that these actions are perfectly aligned with scale success. So each week I'll modify those in plan to create sales scale success. But in reality, what would really be successful to me for the month of April would be to actually do what I said I was going to do, which, if you remember, for me is slowing down at the fridge and freezer, looking to see what foods I actually have, planning those. And 30 days of accessible discovery worksheets. And for me, that movement piece for sleep. So that's how I'm making this decision. You're going to want to make the decision based on your little categories here. Discovery worksheet. Sorry about that, Mary. Discovery worksheet, DW. You're going to do this sleep quality, stress level, ease around food, energy and mood, positive body talk, self-compassion, and then you can make plans around that. Okay. So, who here is having some thoughts about their month end and how they're going to plan their April. Who doesn't know what they're doing for April and wants some help? Who has some thoughts about how they ended the month of March and wants some help? Who has no clue at all and wants some help? Raise your hand. This is why we're here. So we create a really great roadmap for your next month. And we just had Level Up Month, right? It's like amazing to think about how we use level ups. Laura, I'm going to keep talking while you come up. How you use level ups to work with this planning, right? You notice the second I saw what I wanted to work on at the end of March, it became part of my April plan. Hi, is that Laura? Hi. If you unmute, there you go. What's going on for you?
So this is kind of specific, and I always feel crazy with my fan right above me. But so I think in the last few months, I've had a lot of success with using some of the weight loss medications.
Okay.
But I'm at the point where I've moved forward enough with credentialing and career and everything that I feel like I have the bandwidth to try to get pregnant, and you
Okay.
can't take during that time. So I'm moving towards doing that. You need to be off of them for about 2 months before giving that a try. And so having a lot of thoughts about, you know, I have Ashley's my accountability partner with our group of, you know, OGs and stuff, which is we were talking and I heard, I think it was Corinne was on or MJ was on last week talking about, you know, we give the credit to the circumstance, right? But the circumstance being the medicine. But it's the really the thought is like it's easier for me to just eat stuff that is not as, you know, there's less chatter and I feel less driven to focus on food all the time. But I feel like I've actually, when I look at it, I've actually implemented all the habits that NoBS has already talked about. Like I'm just, you know, not everything has to be a party in your mouth. I'm making a lot of like decisions I like nutritionally, protein and all that stuff. And like things about my body have changed, right? I'm not eating as much. My stomach like is not extra hungry because I didn't eat as much earlier in the day. And so I'm having a lot of thoughts about, am I going to be able to sustain what I've lost, which is helpful because I wanted to be at a certain weight before trying to get pregnant for health reasons. And just trying to wrap my head around the thoughts of planning for this month and the fact that Corinne said in the past, like, you don't always have to write down your plan once you get to a certain point if you kind of know what you're doing and it's a pattern. And that became kind of what I was doing. And so my thoughts are just around, you know, do I have confidence in myself that I'll be able to sustain the choices I was making when I had less chatter?
Yeah. Okay. So what I love is, you know, this is kind of like work in your head because you're giving the voice and the power to the drug. You said it right up front. It's like you're crediting the drug, not crediting yourself as much. So can we go through that exercise? Could you credit yourself a little bit more?
I think, yeah, I mean, like the, you know, recognizing just the logistics of making those different decisions, I did that. I mean, I'm thinking that it was easier to do that than it would have been without it, but I don't really know that that's the case, you know,
Yes.
physically.
And also now, let's pretend that was helpful then. Is it helpful now to remind yourself it was easier with the drug?
No.
Because that would be like a first, like next obvious first step is just like literally, if you're no longer going to take this drug so you can support yourself in working towards being pregnant. Is like, why talk about the drug at
Yeah.
all?
Okay.
Right?
That's a good.
It's just like you were doing that then, you're doing this now. You have all the tools, right? You know exactly what to do. And you were still doing it the whole time. Is that true? Or did you like fully throw away thought work? Or like, were you
No,
like,
I meet with Betsy, you know, and I haven't done the actions, I would say, that like in the past have been very helpful when I, you know, a couple of years ago when I lost a good amount without anything like that and was just, you know, assessment planning, you know, like after the 6 day, just all this stuff, you know, like fully engaging, deep dive diva type level of commitment. And since, you know, graduating and being in this job, I have not made it a priority to devote that amount of time to things. And there's this feeling like, well, I already know all that stuff. And so, you know, but I actually have to still do the actions for it to be, you know, for me to, in my mind, maintain success. But maybe that's not true.
I wonder, it might not be. And also when you were like full deep dive diva, there are a lot of no BS women that are bottom line bitches and they have lots of success. So I wonder, and like, what do you want to be as a mom? Maybe you want to start to adopt the lifestyle of mom. How does mom do it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way you want to do it, so that when you get pregnant and have your baby, you already have implemented it the way you will do it as a mom.
That's a great
point. Because I don't think I don't think newborn baby is going to be deep dive diva, probably.
not once I go back to work, for sure. But, you know, I think, yeah, that's a good point of like, it doesn't have to be deep dive diva to work for this medication, which... the thing too is I'm not, even though that's working on the weight loss side of things, it doesn't, and it cuts down the chatter, it doesn't make me do thought work any better, you know. It doesn't, there's other things in my life that I use thought work for that I'm not, you know, journaling and doing stuff that I'm from, you know, in that own, in its own way, which always contributed to the stress in the past that would contribute to the like binging, you know. So I think that's not so, and the thought around, you know, the potential pregnancy circumstance would be like, I don't want to do that to my body while I'm trying. Like, I don't want to do that to this baby, you know?
Yeah. And I wonder if just like your future you has this baby and is a mom. So like creating the lifestyle that she lives, and then you know how that works, like living a part of that today. Mm-hmm. We know she's not taking the drug and mm-hmm. we know she's lost her weight. We know she has a baby. So like, we know there's like gain for baby and then whatever happens after baby, right? So like you can create a little roadmap of your journey and how you want to manage your mindset around that and what habits you want to adopt and what worksheets, if any, you want to be doing and do those, right? Like, not I have, like in the past, I had to be a deep dive diva to lose it. You didn't necessarily have to do it that way. You just did it that way.
Okay. Yeah.
And it worked, but that doesn't mean another way wouldn't have worked. That's just the way you did do it.
Yeah. And it's not always true. Like not every single day was I a deep dive diva, you know?
Oh, I love that. Yeah. So like, you see how you, your mindset starts with, this is what I did. And now I won't have the drug. So I automatically have to do that again. It's like, well, you're not the same person today. So we don't have to assume you have to do it the same way. And even then you didn't necessarily have to do it the same way. So tell me, how do you want to do it that isn't automatically a deep dive diva?
No, I think I want to bring in like, you know, I love the old planners and everything, and I could try to print it out. I think the just writing it in a notebook is what I used to do a lot of times, and that worked for like meal planning and stuff. I think what I want to reintegrate is, you know, basically the thought work aspect of it, you know, discovery worksheets. If I do have an overeat, that wouldn't be in alignment. I like that idea of like, who do I want to be after this, you know? And so I don't feel like I'm at a point where I need to like deep dive into every overeat, but I think if it's like out of alignment with, you know, we used to talk about that. Like if you pop something in your mouth and it's like a sneaky bite, it's not like, I don't necessarily need to do a discovery worksheet about that, but you know, when you're in integrity with yourself. So I think maybe those are the ones that I'd actually want to do it with, put them in my kitchens. That could be important. I actually honestly haven't been on the website in a couple of months, so I don't even know all the resources that might be, you know, most helpful
in my life. There's a lot. And I also think if you think about it, what you're talking about is a really small transitionary period, because you're going to go into pregnancy and into mom.
Yeah.
And I know there's no guarantee how long that happened, like how long that is, but we don't need to plan for that to be forever. Like this is a transitionary period between like one thing you were doing, the drugs and all that stuff, what happened before that, And then getting into pregnancy and becoming a mom, and then whatever that is. So you have quite a few transitionary roles you're playing between this moment and mom.
Yeah, that's really too, because I don't know the duration of those things. Like pregnancy, 9 months, easy, right? But like easy to anticipate. But yep. Like, you know, at my age, they say that the first, you know, IUI attempt has like a less than 5% chance of being the one that goes all the way, you know, and great, I could be that. But like in my mind, it's off of these meds for 2 months, then immediately pregnant, then 9 months, you know, and like that might not be the way it goes. And if I'm thinking white knuckle through these 2 months because it's best for this baby that doesn't exist in me yet, but then it will be there. And so now I'm like, I've got this other, you know, like not mortality motivation, but like other thing I'm doing a lot. If that doesn't exist for 6 months, you know, I don't want to be just white knuckling through that time period. And then
agreed, like creating good systems that work for you. But also, you said you work with Betsy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, like creating a space, maybe do a little work with her on like belief. And like, it's easy when you do it. You know, I have two adopted niece and nephew, and my sister did IVF and it didn't work for her. But a lot of people it works for, and being in belief right from the beginning, like the data that is given is so, like, there's so much data. Like, that's one time where you don't want to like overly like live in the data, you know? And
you feel like I have pretty strong belief around it. I'm like, that's for those people. I'm like Irish. It'll be fine. And so, you know, I'm
not. That's great. Okay, good. So you've got belief. Good.
Yeah, sure. I like the idea though of like when I meet with Betsy, it's a lot of talking through situations and it's not always granular data. And maybe this is a good time to switch back to something like that, where like, yeah, maybe I don't have a different time than that to kind of compile my data or review it. And maybe that's a good place to do that.
That might be an extra accountability in a different way, right? Like sometimes someone sees something different in our data based on their role in our life. And so, but I definitely, you creating an effective plan for you today, keeping in mind future you, and really like letting go of the drug story and letting go of like, this is how I had to do, like, you didn't, right. You had success. These are the tools I used. That is totally irrelevant to tell how you could do it today. That's one amazing way if you want to get all deep divey, right. But how do you want to create it if you're not deep divey?
Yeah. Which is how I think would be a best habit to get into now, because I don't know that I'd have the kind of urgency to get back to or continue being a deep dive diva once there's this new factor in my life
that
will take up a lot of time.
And I just want you to know, like a while ago, you know, I was looking at some NoBS data after the survey, and it was like, I don't know, 8% of members are deep divers. It was deep diving is not a requirement to have NoBS success. So that might have worked for you and like, way to go. I happen to love some data, but it is not required to like create the life you want to live.
Yeah. Or there's only the capacity to follow so many things at a deep level. And I don't know if this is one of the things right now, but I could always do that in the future when I have time.
Totally.
Something that like brings me peace or success. All right.
And you don't have to want to. Let me know how it's going though.
Yeah, I will. I know it wasn't like helpful to a thought to hold on to, but I just kind of kept ruminating on it. So this is, yeah, it's a choice I'm making. So it's not helpful to keep going back to it.
And that's going to be a practice reminding yourself of that every time. Like you ruminating, it's like, oh no, not doing that. Like, nope, not that again. Like, of course, reminding yourself, like, of course I'd go here, but no, I'm not focusing on that. It's that like repetitive, loving redirect. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Julie.
Thanks. See ya. Bye. All right. And we have Carrie. Love the conversation around data going on. Hi, Carrie. Can I ask you to unmute?
Sorry. Yeah.
No apology necessary. I just asked you to start your video too, but you don't have to.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Hi. Oh, good to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Love to see an old friend. Hi.
Yeah. So the first caller really spoke to me. That's why I feel like things are going right now, that I just am getting so busy and don't focus on the me. So I'm thinking about how I can do reminders. I do think that reminding myself that of my commitment to myself, I think that that will be helpful. I did want to say that you and I focused a lot on sleep. And yeah. I actually have that, I think, figured out, which is crazy.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. So the sleep is, yeah, I think on lock actually. But the thing that I cannot quite figure out is that I am a deep dive diva in all areas of my life. Things that I want to do for myself, you know, if I want to figure out how to build a cabinet, then I deep dive, I figure out how to build a cabinet, you know, and I do it. But when it comes to no BS, like, well, currently, I won't say in all phases of no BS, I am not deep diving and I am feeling frustrated with myself, actually.
Well, okay, so you're frustrated with what? Like, you're having judgment that you deep dive everything else and you don't deep dive this.
Well, like doing all the things, like I'm not planning right now. I plan. So I have no data because I probably plan, like I might be able to get motivated enough to plan once a week. I'm not even doing my water throughout the day. And I'm thirsty actually. And so that's why I'm thinking, okay, well, the reminders will probably help. But,
well, like, reminder for water. That is like, that is, if someone wanted to try the remindering system that I kind of outlined earlier,
yeah,
water is the best place to start that. Cause it's basically just like pops up on your screen in front of you at work or on your phone or your iPad or whatever. And it's like, got water with a question mark. Like, it's really easy. And I personally use, like, I use these, they're X amount of ounces. I forgot, like 24 ounces. So I know if I've done like four of these in a day, I'm happy for my water intake. And I keep one, like I'm needing nice water these days. So I'm keeping it right next to the bed. So I have it in the middle of the night. So
water, well, and that's the thing. So
try the reminder.
Maybe even just talk about water and deep diving water. So let's just, maybe we could focus on that. So I carry around my red thing with me everywhere. Yeah. It goes with me every single, everywhere throughout the house, everywhere. I'm not drinking it.
Okay. So set a reminder, set a timer. Like set, I set a timer. I had the Zoom open ready to start this call. And I had a timer at 30 minutes. I had a timer countdown 20 minutes. I had a timer for 10 minutes. I had a timer for 5 minutes. I was sitting here. Zoom was in front of me.
Yeah.
This is not a, like, timers and reminders are not about like, I can't do it or I won't remember or whatever. It's literally like, I am a human. My brain is full.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't matter if this is sitting here, if I'm not reaching for it, what's the point? So I might as well just set a little thing that dings me every 15 minutes and I'll take a guzzle until you have the habit of taking a guzzle every 15 minutes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's like, it's not a, because I know you, I think it's like this judgment that you think you should.
I am. I'm starting to get a little judgy with myself here just very recently. Yeah.
I believe that. It's like, we all do this. Like, we think because it's sitting here automatically, we should be like, oh, I'll drink my water. Well, that's great. That's great if that happens for you. Good for you. And if it doesn't, it's great to have the timer go off every 15 minutes and take a swig.
Yeah.
And if you do that for 30 days or so, you'll be pretty in the habit of guzzling your water. I mean, we all know it's like 60 to 90 days for a real habit. But like the truth is, for something like that, if you truly do that throughout your day, it's going to be way quicker because the timer will have gone off a bunch. And like, I mean, okay, I feel safe to saying this to you, Carrie. So everyone else too. This is one way that some people puppy treat, like train, like dogs that play in their water. People, like if you have a puppy and your dog plays in their water, they will keep the water bowl up. They'll set a timer. The timer will go off. The dog will hear it. You put the water down and they learn that process and they don't play in it. And then you pick it up and the timer goes off and they know to get their water. And pretty soon they don't play in it anymore. This is, this is a totally normal way to train a brain.
Yeah, because I feel like it is like sitting there and almost like I'm ignoring it because it's sitting there, you know, it's just part of the background. Okay, cool. And I'm getting up at 6:30 in order to have my time and to plan. And then what I end up doing is feeding all the animals, making coffee, and then cleaning, and then it's time for work.
Yeah.
You know, and I have not made a plan. And then I'm like, oh, okay, it's okay. At the first break, I'll make my plan. But then I find something else to busy myself with. And I don't.
This is one of those things where it's first commitment, right? It's like, okay, I'm committed to trying something different. And then second, maybe it's putting your planner on the coffee maker or right in front of it. Maybe it's putting a sticky note over your ignition where you put the key in your car or the button you push. Maybe it's putting the sticky note over the gas gauge on your dashboard when you're in your car. The notes and reminders only are as good as when you're willing to listen to them. But when you put something like that, like if Carrie put a sticky note about planning on top of the button that is required to make coffee, she won't be able to ignore herself. So then it becomes like an intentional not doing, which then you could work on, right? Like right now you're kind of getting away with like, well, then I forget and this and that. But that's not really like.
Well, I'm actually not even forgetting because I see my iPad sitting there, but then I just go do other things.
Yeah, because you know why? You're not telling yourself first thing in the morning why it's your priority.
Yeah.
You're not telling yourself why you want to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm feeling super like judgy of myself because I lost 45 pounds and I've seen it creep back. And at this point I've gained it back. And on top of the, just the weight number, I'm getting so many aches and pains back that I had, that had gone away.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Me too. I gained back 12 pounds. I lost 92. Now I'm back to 80. Okay. I feel it too. A little bit of swelling in my ankles. Like, what if this is not a problem at all? You're just a human. And what's your next best, like, decision about it? And not even next best thought, Carrie. What's your next best action?
Because I've not been judging myself the whole time, but then when I saw the scale back at the original, it just all flooded back about, wow, you have not focused on yourself. But my next best decision is, like I listened to a couple of 1% level up calls yesterday. It was very helpful. I'm doing the call right now, so that is very helpful.
How about when you get off this call, you set some reminders for water today?
Yes, I will. Yeah.
And you can set them recurring so that you can do them days of the week and you can do them times of day. So
that makes sense.
Set them recurring for the week to see like how you can create accountability with yourself just on water, right? Because there's no necessary reason to judge on water. Right. Like you don't have to work on judgment about everything, but there's no reason to judge the water. It's just water. There's no moral. Like I just want to say this to you. There's no moral value in this. Like, I just told you I gained weight back too. The only difference between you and I is I'm not judging myself for it. That's the single only difference.
Yeah.
I'm just a human. I'm just a human.
Yeah.
And we know what to do. You've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do know what to do.
Literally just doing it again. And in this case, like, really deciding, okay, so No BS offers us permanent weight loss, and I didn't learn every tool I needed to the permanent part. So now, like, next best action. Get out of thinking. Don't worry about it. This is all about just getting into action. And so for you, water makes a lot of sense. For
yes, this, it does.
Come back
and to it's ask easy.
Coaches. Yeah, exactly. Come back to ask coaches next week. Let's create a plan. Like,
one week,
you know, eating when you're hungry, 1 week stopping at enough, right? Like, we're just human beings. You know how to do it.
Yeah, and it works. Yeah.
It's the judgment that's the problem.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like my body's reminding me whenever I have an ache and pain, I'm like, secret?
Yeah, so, but that's like, your brain thinks that's kind of bad. And really, that's good. It's like, my brain's telling me what I want, what it wants, and I know how to give it that. So, like, I'm going to give it that this way today.
Okay. I agree.
All right.
I agree. Thank you.
I'm going to find you in the membership if you don't check in with me. I want to support you. Through this.
Thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Thank you so much. This has been an awesome call. I can't wait to see what you're doing. Yesterday, there was a post from our community team about this call. Anybody who wants to talk about their assessment for March in the next couple of days, their plan for April, their level ups, I will follow that post and we can talk about it. So as you wrap your March up and think about how you want to plan for April, including all the level ups you learned this month and moving into next, like, we're there for you. So that post, I posted in there last night, kind of late. Pop in there, tell me what you're working on, what you want help with, post your plan if you want feedback. I'm all in on your weight loss success for April. Thanks, Ashley, for everything. Bye, everybody.